Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
This is how we should start the show.
What?
Hairdressing with Joe. What do you do in the nighttime?
Pardon?
What do you do in the nighttime?
Sleep, what do you do?
With your hair.
With my hair? Sleep with my hair, yeah, keep it on.
Do you put it up?
No, I take it down.
Wow.
I let it stray and strew across the pillow. I can't have it up. Well, like I'm laying, it's like I'm laying on a cricket ball or something. There's like a golf ball of hair back here. I don't want to lay on that. What do you do with yours?
Let it up. Hang it out.
Do you?
Count it before bed. Do you like you count sheep? I count my hairs.
Do you?
I get to 10, I fall asleep.
I was going to say, presumably you're not asleep by the time you got to the end.
Here we go. This is staying in.
161. I'll start again.
It's staying in. Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. This is it. We're back, baby. Hair chat galore.
Yeah.
Two polar opposites, aren't we?
Huh?
When it comes to the head.
What are you, South Pole or North Pole?
You'd say South, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what's mad, innit? The world is mad.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know if you got down that bit?
Yeah.
What happens?
Have you ever seen those videos of people? Do you know I have to get to Antarctica, by the way? Have you seen
what do you
videos?
Mean? How'd you get there? Did you just sail?
I'll send you, whoever's editing this podcast, I'll send you a video.
Right.
Of there's like a corner of TikTok that is about getting to Antarctica.
Wow.
Because if you think, how do you get there? Where are you setting sail from? You got to think like, what are the...
New Zealand.
Incorrect.
Australia.
Incorrect. Ethan, do you want to have a guess where you go from?
Hello, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's back.
Nice to see you. How to get to Australia from the North Pole? Was that the question?
Yep. No. How do you get... What?
No, how do you get to the South Pole?
How do you get to Antarctica? Where'd you go from?
Oh, the best route.
Where would you set sail from?
Hey, what's going on?
Where would you set sail from to get to Antarctica? Where's your last touch on land before you're in Antarctica?
Greenland.
That is the north of the world.
Oh my God, you're fucking miles.
Antarctica is at the bottom.
You know where Greenland is?
Hang on, what I was thinking was you can just walk across Antarctica because it's just there, aren't you?
Ethan, Antarctica is at the bottom. The Arctic is at the top. Or north, sorry, not at the bottom.
So Greenland's at the top and the Arctic's at the bottom?
No. Greenland is at the top.
That's what I just said.
The Arctic is at the top. What? Antarctica is at the bottom.
Mm. Oh, Antarctica.
So what happened was I missed
honestly, what is the cumulative IQ of you two?
What's the Arctic?
What?
And why is it so closely named to the other one?
Well, because they're the same thing, but just at the opposite ends.
Give them different names. It's more confusing that the one at the north has got an N in it.
It hasn't.
Antarctica.
That's the one at the bottom, at the south.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's more confusing because surely you put an S in it, not an N.
Right.
Would you like to ask me the question again? I'm going to say...
Do you two know what... Right, so just before we carry on.
South Africa.
Ethan.
No, Argentina.
Very close.
Chile.
Yes. Chile.
Yes!
Well done. The tip of South America, right? Now, fucking hell. So the Antarctica is at the bottom, which is a landmass covered
in
ice.
Why is it called the Antarctica when it's so close to the
Because
name to
I guess
one?
It's like Arctic is at the top, and then the anterior, the sort of opposite of that, is Antarctica. The bottom, top and bottom. Like fingers and toes, one's at the top, one's at the bottom, both called phalanges, mate.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
The phalanges.
Yeah.
What
Google
is a
that, Ethan, while we...
What the fuck's a phalange?
A finger or a toe.
Oh, I brought my phalange.
Yeah, you can say that.
Fancy a phalange by the bike sheds.
Fancy... Who are you towing by the bike sheds? I'll phalange you home, mate. Yeah, his engine's broke down. I'm going to have to phalange him.
A phalange is a right-wing Maronite party in Lebanon founded in 1936 by Pierre Gemayel.
Not that one. Right, so the distance... You go from Chile to Antarctica, right? And you have to pass something called the Drake Passage.
Ooh. Nothing to do with the rapper.
No.
Okay. What came first?
The one in Antarctica.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah. But the Drake Passage is infamously rough. And there's these videos on TikTok.
Like Moss Side?
No. Yeah, right, mate. Wait, you're trying to go Antarctica and that?
Yeah. Listen to this fucking one. Yeah,
no. It's like the choppiest water you've ever seen. Do you know those videos where it's like...
when you're going up and then you're landing on the next wave.
That.
And there's loads of videos on TikTok of people going to the Drake Passage. It's usually like scientists and stuff who are just fucking drilling holes in the ice and smelling it, see if it smells like the dinosaurs. But it's notoriously rough because, I'm going to read this, what makes it so infamously rough is the fact that its currents at its latitude meet no resistance from any landmass. So it's literally just picking up speed. Picking up speed. I'm going to put a video in now and you'll be able to see it. It is astonishing.
Really?
Yeah. It is unbelievable.
So would you go? If someone went, listen, all expenses paid, I'll get you there. You get on a good boat.
What am I doing when I get there?
Just, is it like a Pret or something?
I don't think they got Pret. I think there must be a Costa.
There must be a race for one of the big boys to open a chain down there.
Yeah.
Like a Mackie's. They must want to open it.
Subway, surely. You can get them anywhere.
They're everywhere.
I saw a Subway in someone's wardrobe at home once. Just open it, cheese and toast, and shut it again. I just didn't go in.
Wow, yeah, scared the shit out of me. Where did the meatballs like live?
Pants draw.
Ooh, yeah. Pants draw.
Yeah. How are you, Joe?
I'm good. Hey, I want to talk about Antarctica.
Okay.
You wouldn't go.
I don't feel a need to go. Why would you go?
It's a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story, actually, isn't it? You'd go.
I'd go. And I could survive longer.
Yeah.
Ethan, would you go?
I'm correct in thinking Antarctica is the one that contains penguins.
Yes, correct.
Well, I'd probably go for the penguins.
Yeah. You'd get me there for the penguins, but I'd be thinking it was the biscuit. I love the jokes. Right, let's chat.
I love how you're getting out in front of the fat jokes today. We hadn't said any.
No.
You've said four.
Before we get going, there's a lad I want to say a big shout out to.
Is that?
He's called Daryl, and he's not my Irish mate. He was a lad who came to the live show,
yes.
Who I've got to say, offhand, I added something into the 9 out of 10 club without telling you. So his lad loves the podcast. Daryl, if you're listening, top guy, he handed me a Jolly Roger. Or is it Jolly Rancher? They're American, what are they called?
Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Rancher.
I think Jolly Roger is Cotton Ramblin' Slang for told you.
Is it? Well, a Jolly Rancher.
Good lad.
And it was blue.
Ooh.
So it definitely wasn't the Jolly
Have
Roger.
You brought it with us for us all to try?
I tried it, and I declared there and then to Daryl that it's in the 9 out of 10.
We can
so
add
round of applause, everyone. Round of
applause for Daryl. We met Daryl at the live show.
He's
lovely to meet you.
Absolute legend.
I gave him Ethan's wand.
All of this is sounding so weird.
Yeah.
For also, you did it. Your girlfriend did.
Well, I sanctioned it.
No. Your girlfriend was so polite. She was talking to Daryl, and then she went, yeah. Do you want the wand? And then Joe was like, yeah, have the wand.
Have the wand. And I showed him inside there was a second wand, magic tricks. So hopefully you're showing everyone that magic trick. Everyone you bump into, magic trick. Huzzah,
just inspired him.
But yeah, thank you for coming, Daryl. And also, we can now add the Jolly Rancher to the list of foods that have been given to Joe for us all to try that Joe has just eaten by himself.
Like what?
That cookie place in Bristol or wherever it was, in Cumbria.
Yeah, What the chances of me getting a biscuit back from Bristol? It's a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, we could have put it in the boot.
I could have. Do you know, now and again, if I do have food, I have to put it in the boot just so I'm not tempted.
You've got a little a caravan that you tow behind, haven't you? Absolutely chock-a-block full
shop.
Of mint Viscounts. Just so you don't
mint Viscount. Why mint Viscounts?
They were exclusive at school. Do you remember them?
I'm big on the chili rice crackers at the minute.
Oh, yeah.
Like, mate, have you had a chili rice cracker or a wasabi pea?
I like a wasabi pea, but sometimes, do you know when you have wasabi? 60% of the time I eat it and I go, yeah, a bit of a kick, love that. And 60% of the time, it makes me immensely sad. Do you know that, like, it's that pain, but it's a nasal pain, isn't
yeah.
it? It's like being at the doctor's or something. It's too clinical.
Do you know what else it made sad?
What?
Buck, the dog. He didn't know what it was. He robbed one, didn't he? He regretted that.
Did he?
He looks stunned.
Oh.
There's not so much walking.
Bless him, stupid little prick.
Well, we did. Yeah, when we first got the dog, we were talking about how he jumps on the side and eats stuff. So my mate Colin said, put a bit of English mustard on it, then he won't like it. He fucking loves English mustard now. It's crazy bastard.
He's got a little bit of English mustard on the side of his bowl.
Yeah.
That he's sort of eating his kibble and then he'll wipe it off and put it on. Oh, delicious that.
Joe, you've been on holiday that we didn't talk about. You went to Naples.
In Napoli when love is king.
Why has he got two names?
What?
Naples and Napoli, which one is it?
I didn't realise this. So I thought Naples was the place, Napoli was the team. Right?
Yeah.
But it's not. The place is just called Napoli, but that's just the Italian way of saying it.
Naples.
No, Napoli.
Right, so why do we call it Naples?
Because that's the English way. Like how French people call England Angleterre. They just,
no,
that's because
no.
it's the translation.
There's not many places I know of that have two names.
I've just told you one.
What, Angleterre?
In France they call it Angleterre.
Yeah, but that's for French people. I'm talking about English people. There's not many cities you can give me now that have two names.
Yeah, there is.
Go on. Rome.
Paris. Paris.
No. Who the fuck calls it Paris?
The French.
Really?
And the cultured.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you Paris.
Yeah?
Yeah, but like, say somewhere like Ipswich, it's just Ipswich, isn't
it? Yeah, but that's because it's the same country and language as the country that you live in.
What about Madrid?
I've got one.
Go on.
And like Valencia and Valencia.
Yes.
You're just being...
Oh, here's one. Seville and Sevilla. There you go. Next.
No. Right. So why have we changed it?
Because it's to anglify it, to make it easier for the British palate.
But all just didn't say anything in the middle of the same verb.
Yeah. Yeah, just sort of. That was weird, actually. But anyway, so Napoli, as I call it now.
Yeah.
I'm not absolutely.
I would always call it Napoli.
Would you?
What do you say about Milan?
Milan.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So we went there, and it's fantastic. Me and my dad, few wines, few beers, few foods. But Napoli is one of the most unbelievable cities I've ever been to. Have you been?
Never.
Have you been, Ethan?
Oh, no.
Okay, so have you been to Italy at all?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I went skiing.
Where have you been?
I don't really remember. Wherever you can go skiing in Italy, that's where I've been. I was on a school trip. I was young.
You were free.
Just get me on the plane.
Get you on the plane. That was you to
get
Gareth
me down
Southgate.
Them slopes.
Yeah. So have you been to Italy, Ethan?
I went to Rome on an RE trip with school, and all I went to was churches, approximately 20 of them.
Yeah, there's plenty of churches. So if you've been to Rome... Rome, I know obviously it's got its sort of tougher patches, but it's relatively sort of clean and well-maintained, isn't it? There's plenty of like...
Not the Colosseum, that's rubble.
Yes, but it is also 2,000 years old, so it's done pretty well to even be rubble, isn't it?
You can't blame that on the fucking society. But
Naples, on the other hand, Napoli, on the other hand, which is what I say every single time, is I've never seen a place where a higher percentage of the visible surface area was covered in graffiti. Every single building is covered in graffiti.
Is it just a thing then?
I don't know, because it feels a bit rough, but not in like a you're going to get stabbed kind of way.
Right.
Just in a sort of run-down kind of way.
Yeah, yeah, could all boot off any minute.
And everyone who went before we went, again, similar with Marrakesh actually, was saying how, oh, make sure you're careful, dark alleyways,
yeah,
this, that,
yeah,
the other.
Yeah, yeah, bumming.
What?
Let's carry on.
The food, Joe McGrath, pound for pound.
Right, yeah.
The greatest food city I have ever been
really?
To. You could not pick a bad meal. Even so, we went some places where it was like, you know, you watch different things and you try and find the places that the locals go aren't the touristy places. Went to some of them, immaculate. Very much a pizza and seafood kind of place, which is my absolute dream.
Nice.
So you're talking mussels, clams, octopi. Yeah?
What? Octopi?
Yes. That's not a type of pie. It's more than one
pizza
octopus.
And pie, I don't know. What are you talking about?
And then it's that Neapolitan-style pizza, slightly sloppier in the middle.
What is it better over there, the sloppiness?
I don't know what they're doing, but it's incredible.
Is everyone doing that technique where you flop it?
You flop it back, yeah, and you pop it.
Wow.
You flop it, pop it.
And you go.
And you couldn't find a bad meal. The off-the-beaten-track stuff was amazing. Little holes in the wall where it's a lot of locals queuing up off the, you know, on the lunch break at work. We had some freshly fried fish.
Ooh.
And just like a little cone of fish with a lemon on it, loads of salt on it. Amazing.
Would they do bacon butties? Like, what did you have for breakfast?
For breakfast, just a pastry and a cigarette, big boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Start smoking.
I smoke when I'm
mad.
Out there.
That's great.
Just 20 or 30 cigarettes, double espresso, and time to kill. That's why I have for
is
breakfast.
Yeah, like a little pastry and a cig and a coffee, yeah.
Yeah, but you're smoking ice.
How big is it?
It's 40 to 50 foot long.
Wait.
Yeah, it's like a world record attempt. Everyone's on it.
Everyone
no, I didn't have any cigarettes, but just little pastries and espressi. I don't
Hold
say espresso
on. I don't
anymore.
Know what's going on here. Is it called espresso, espressi?
Espressi is more than one.
You're two espressis?
No, me and my dad have one each.
So,
due espresso. No, I mean, I'm walking in.
Due espresso.
This happened every single place we went. I'm thinking, right, let's get this right. Due espressi, grazie.
Yeah? Grazie.
Simple.
Two
espressos, thank you. And so I'm walking in. It's confidence, say it with confidence. Due espressi, grazie. And then they go, two espressos, yeah? Back in
right,
English
yeah,
every
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
cut me
But
cut
it's,
me
you
down.
Were being polite.
Incredible. And even the places that were like the touristy places, we went to one place that was like a restaurant that had the City and Arsenal game on like a 90-inch telly.
Yeah.
The food there was also incredible.
That was like, just like that their version of a sports bar, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but it was
Lovely.
Like for tourists.
Wow.
So you would assume the food isn't as good.
Do they have like a beige platter of all sorts?
All that sort of stuff. And it was still incredible.
Take some photos.
When I tell you that I had... a ragu that's changed my life.
Is this ragu maybe get onto your menu for come down with me?
I don't think there's enough hours in the day for me to cook this ragu the way it was meant to be.
Why? How many hours would it take them?
Hundreds.
Really?
Thousands of hours. It must have taken years to cook.
Years.
This was a pizza I had. We'll put a picture in of it now. That was a sort of salami pizza.
Oh, fucking hell. Look at the crust on that. Do they have garlic mayo to dip in, or is that just
an English thing? It's not really an English thing.
The garlic mayo's not caught on, no. Garlic and herb dip.
And then in the mornings... Oh, yeah, you asked what I have for breakfast. Pizza. Look at that, just a tomato pizza.
Fucking hell.
Kind of glisten on that.
Is it true that you can't get many eggs in Napoli?
Who have you been talking to? What?
I don't know.
What the fuck does that mean?
That just came out. But could you get an egg on a pizza maybe for breakfast?
Not particularly, no. This is the ragu, Joe.
Ooh.
I'm going to slide this now. Put it up on the screen. This ragu right here.
Ooh.
Oh, he flipped to my...
Oh, what's underneath it?
Meatballs.
You're lying.
Not underneath
that?
Plate. Underneath that table, underneath that, my feet, underneath that, the floor.
Heaven.
Incredible.
Wow.
So rich.
You just scram that, yeah?
Just eat that.
We had bread.
We had a bowl of pasta with it.
Pasta?
A bowl of pasta.
You're doing the fucking...
A little plaster in Paris.
Painting and decorating.
Can I interrupt? Sorry. What's a ragu?
Great question. It's something that you English scum would call tomato sauce.
Why does... Right, and maybe you've got a new version of the phone. But do you know in Harry Potter where Voldemort's about to kick off?
That's every one.
And it's the final one, and they all do a spell where, like, this thing goes over the...
Yeah.
Why does, when I hold your phone down, it do that? Did you see that?
Yeah.
What's it doing?
Does yours not do that?
No, mine doesn't do that.
Sorry, let me show you something.
Right, crack on. Ragu is beautifully food. You've never had a ragu?
No. Ragu?
Ragu?
I meant, have you?
Did you just call me a ragu? You are a ragu.
No, I was just asking if you've had it.
Never had a ragu. Lovely. And that sounds brilliant. How was your dad? Did you enjoy it?
He loved it.
Do you learn things about each other all the time?
Yeah.
Like what? You didn't sleep in the same room, did you? Because did you snore? You fart a lot.
It was a similar room. I don't know if it was the same room that we stayed in.
Okay.
Well, so it was there was a sort of an overhanging mezzanine, and nice. I was on the sofa bed underneath, and he was up top.
Did you bring like you earplugs and stuff?
No,
you got a gum shield.
I got a gum shield. I wear a nose strip, but we just sort of slept the night away, you know. And the nightlife is sensational.
Really,
we were out, and then
like the Yates's.
No, not the Yates's, but sort of their version of the Yates's. Like loads of huge banners going across saying like. Aperol Spritz €1.
Mm.
So you go and you just get a little cup of Aperol Spritz. Oh. Waste so much Aperol, they must be wasting money because it's like half a cup of Aperol and then just a little splash of Prosecco in the top and it said €1 somehow. Oh. And then we're walking down this place and there was this really busy, packed place around like a, you know, like an outdoor bit for a restaurant.
Yeah.
It was dead packed and everyone was looking and filming. And we went, and this is just in the middle of this like crowded back street.
Yeah.
And there's like a wedding party there. And there's like eight of the workers who work there, all got their sort of red polo shirts on. And the bride is stood on the back step and they're all like down below her. And she's like arms out, just jumping backwards into the arms of all the waiters.
Wow.
And they're like pushing her and jumping up in there.
She's just won the Champions League.
Yeah, like she's Carlo Ancelotti. And she's just won the Champions League and all of her players are like chucking up and down.
Amazing.
I don't know why that happened.
You recommend it?
I'd fucking recommend the shit out of it.
Love that.
It was incredible. It was incredible. Yeah, when you press your finger down,
what does it do?
Just highlights the sexiest part of the picture.
Really?
So if you hold it down and then you can copy it.
I've got an old sort of...
I've got a question.
And then
Drew.
You can send it like this. It sends it as a sticker.
What's your question, Ethan?
Go and stop it, Joe's thing.
My question is, if it selects the sexiest part of a picture, if me and you had a picture together, which one would it pick?
Great. Question.
Probably the tension between us.
Yes.
I mean, this little strip.
Here's a good question. Someone said, would you rather, if you had to switch now, have my body or Ethan's body?
Height and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, what yours. You mean yours immediately.
Really? Would you rather have Drew's body?
I can't be 5'5".
5'6".
Yeah. All of that.
Which says a lot, Ethan, doesn't it?
What would you do if you had to switch between mine or Ethan's?
Oh, you're 100% yours. I'd love to see how big Ethan's willy is. So can I switch then to you?
What, we'll just bring the Willy with you?
Willy's such
a
good name.
You're allowed one thing.
My granddad was called Willy.
Was it?
No one battered an eyelid.
What was your nan called?
Nope. Right, couple of things. On the way here. Walk.
Fanny! That is actually a woman's
Fanny's
name.
Fanny's a good, yeah.
Sorry. I thought that was just like, we all knew that, true.
I didn't, I was thinking.
Just highlighting the joke.
Clunge.
Oof. Yeah, Minge McGrath. Sounds got a ring to it.
Actually, that's not bad.
I quite like Minge McGrath.
Oof.
Sounds like a cocktail.
I'd order a Minge McGrath.
Of course you would.
All right, couple things. One, on the way here.
Yeah.
Right, I did a video once with the Manc about people's talents. Yeah. And we used to go on the street in Margaret Street and ask people, like, what's their talents? And one guy said, oh, I can do really good sign language to people. Right? And he stood there and he did, like, sign language and got him to say stuff. And he was doing it. It looked great. Then in the comments, people who know sign language said, he was just talking gibberish. Saw him on the way here. And he saw me. And I think he knew. You were a liar.
He will have seen
he was
the
like
comments.
That, giving it, wow, it looked fucking mint.
Do a little bit more.
Like, it was like, you know, like, Saturday night and the lights are feeling blue. He was basically doing a little dance.
Yeah.
And I thought he was saying, like, hello, good afternoon, welcome to the Manc. My name is, I forgot his name.
So what was his talent was realistic looking sign language that isn't sign language.
Which is a talent in itself.
I think that is still a talent.
What would you do if someone came up to you and said that? Would you get involved in a video like that? Or would you tell them to fuck off?
I'd hate it. Too much pressure. I don't really have any talents. Nah. I can do that loud clicking noise, but that's it.
I'm bored of that.
Yeah, I know. So
what were you saying then, Ethan?
Oh, I just was agreeing, sorry.
It's not nice, that, is it?
What talents have you got?
I used to be a football commentator for Stretford Paddock FC.
Is
no, you can't.
I used to be a football commentator, a talent.
Yeah. Definitely not.
Used to.
Nope, can't start with used to, because then you haven't got that talent, have you?
Right, like moving saying, on.
I used to be able to be alive without breathing air. I was in my mother's womb at the time, but you know, I could still do it. That's not a talent, is it?
Lucky Ethan.
Oh. What else have you been up to?
Right, let's bring a debate that I've seen on TikTok to Sloppy Joe's.
Yes, man.
You're involved in this.
Yes, man!
Because the Americans have been kicking off. Have you been seeing this?
It's not like them.
The Americans are fuming over the way we order a Chinese. Have you caught any of this, Ethan? Joe?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Right, so essentially, there's a thing in the UK TikTok by people plating up their Chinese orders. And when you've sort of stepped back and realised what we order, it's kind of weird. Like salt and pepper chips,
yeah.
Chicken balls, this guy ordered,
yeah.
Spring rolls, yeah. And then some rice. And then he covered it in curry sauce. Yeah. This is one of the biggest ones that's gone viral. You
Which
think,
isn't
that's not Chinese.
That's not my order, but that is a typical order.
Typical, yeah, isn't it?
If you saw your mate doing that, you wouldn't be like, what are you doing?
So Americans got hold of this and they were reacting to it. They were duetting it. First thing they had a problem with, the food looks shit. They're like,
well, what do they have?
They have like okay sauce with chicken and broccoli. They have like really nice crispy chili beef. They have really good chow mein. They say they have it better. Fuckers. They do, and then they showed a video of it. I was like, that looks better. Looks well nice. Then they went, hold on. Are British people saying stuff wrong?
What?
Because we say, we're ordering a Chinese.
Yeah, I'm going to get a Chinese.
And then they were like, what do they mean? Like, are they saying, why aren't they saying, like, going for a takeaway for, like, Chinese food? Why aren't they saying we're having the food? It sounds like we're being racist, and we're not. But when you think of it, we say it for everything. An Indian,
yeah,
a Mexican, a Chinese, an Italian.
Yeah.
Every single cuisine
even
gets
like
it.
A full English.
But the Americans can't get their head around it. They think that we're being over the line, Joe. What do you stand on this? Should we change things up?
It's just, this is back to my point from last week, isn't it? Do you know how I don't like how everything has to be like known and named?
Yeah.
Like Gen Z
and
whatever, baby boomer and all that. Not everything has to be analysed and understood and like,
true.
Pardon me, worked around and like rebuilt from the ground up. What is the best way to do it? What's the nicest thing to do? It's not. But this, it's just a shortened version of saying a Chinese takeaway, an Indian takeaway, a full English breakfast. Like, it's just a shortened version. It's not like, I'm going to get a Chinese man, is it?
Yeah,
it's,
that's what I thought. But Chinese Americans food. Are that. Some Americans are that sort of like, I don't know, that way inclined, that they think that you could actually order a Chinese man. But you can't. That's why it stunned them before. I said, your own mind is warped that way. When we say Chinese, it's food.
No one in America thinks you could order a Chinese man.
I bet.
No one thinks that.
You say Chinese.
Yeah, but I'd still say I love Chinese food.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just, it's very nice. And also,
they give our food shit. What'd you say about that?
The thing I don't understand is if we like it, if it works, why are you slagging it off? And also, it was invented by Chinese people making food for a sort of British palate, wasn't it? Mm. It wasn't like some bloke called, you know, Mike in Rotherham, some like English bloke who's just pretending to know what Chinese food is. Most Chinese restaurants have got someone who's Chinese working there. Do you know what
Although
I mean?
My dad once knew someone in Wigan who opened a Chinese restaurant, and and he wasn't Chinese, and like a Chinese gang came and kicked the shit out of him and told him to close.
That's what I mean.
That was the '80s. That was different. Ethan,
that's what I mean, though. It's not like it was. We didn't like. Someone went to China once on a gap year and came back and went, "Oh, I've got loads of recipes." Yeah. And then we all just like these are Chinese people making this food for 100%. A British palate. So it's not.
And we love it,
and we love it.
I love the one near me. Oh, it's so good.
The one near you is shit.
Shh. You've never had it.
I have had it.
When did you go pick it up? Because it doesn't deliver.
Yeah, I went after I'd been to the pub that's next to it.
What did you get?
Food poisoning.
No, you didn't.
Basically.
You talk shit. What did you order?
I got riddled diddles at my squiddle hole.
What did you order?
I ordered crispy chili beef. Bang average. You know it is from there.
Yeah, it is a bit of shit from there.
Yeah, but come on. What else did you order? Egg fried rice.
All right.
Vermicelli noodles.
They were nice.
Fine. That was the best bit, and they were fine. And I ordered which I always order, one of two things, either a wonton soup or a hot and sour soup.
On this occasion,
I ordered the hot and sour soup, and it was not good. It was not. It was.
You ordered the wrong thing.
It had so much cornstarch in it, you could have rolled it into a bowl.
Oh, mate, it was crazy.
So you've just admitted there that it's not the best.
No, but you've chosen a couple of things that.
What's the best thing
have.
You can get from there?
The salt and pepper wings are good, you know.
Are they?
Oh. Salt and pepper wings. Have you heard of salt and pepper chips? They're good from there. Oh, you know. The salt and pepper chicken. I tell you what's good from there.
Salt and pepper.
I really like it.
Salt and pepper. The
portions are big.
Are they? It's quality.
And it's quality over quality. They do a deal. Ethan, what do you think about the...
What's the deal?
I don't want people to know. Because then I hope they get too popular and then...
What do you mean you don't... First of all, we haven't named the restaurant, so it can't get popular. No one knows what restaurant we're talking about.
You get free boiled rice if you order any item on the menu from 60 to 140. And if you pay 75p more...
Such a shit deal!
If you pay 75p more... Egg fried.
I wouldn't eat boiled rice.
Ethan, what do you think about this?
What a deal that is. If you order item number 81, you get a shit bit of rice.
Hey!
Boiled rice is the weakest of the rice.
Ethan, this Chinese debate, what do you think?
What I've got written down here is, what on earth must I think when they say, "God, I could really murder an Indian."
What I've got written down here is, like someone's handed in that piece of paper from head office.
Oh, man.
Well, what I've got written down here is... Oh, what an absolute class that was, Ethan. Well done.
Oh, right, Ethan.
And also, what I will say is, if the Chinese or Indian or Italian or Mexican or British communities come out and say, "We don't like this," I will accept their right to be called and named whatever they would like. So if
Lovely.
You want us to say Chinese food, I'm happy to, but I don't think anyone's bothered, are they?
Before we get going into Ethan's life, I just want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Wingfest. This is the best chicken wing festival, not just chicken wing show, but the best food festival in the UK.
Easily.
You're coming to one this year.
Sumptuous.
Going to rock your world, mate. Yeah. You've never been, have you, before?
No, but I tell you what I love. Wings.
Yes.
What do I also love? I don't know.
Me?
People coming together to celebrate the greatest things in life.
Wings. Beer. Yeah.
Giveaways. Prizes.
Ethan, would you come to one?
I would love to come. Could you possibly tell me when the one in Manchester is, please, Joe?
Of course. That one is the 12th of August.
How many is there?
And there's loads.
Is there?
I can tell you all of them now. There's one in Derby. That's on the 19th of May. That's lasting for 3 days. Oof. Then the London one, pretty much sold out. You can't get a ticket for that, although try. That's on Friday the 28th of July. Manchester, there's a place called The Love Factory. They showed a lot of the World Cup games there.
That's what Ethan's... bedroom is called, isn't
Ooh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
The Love Factory. But it won't be there. It'll be a different place.
No, Wingfest 2023 is not in Ethan's bedroom, but it is at The Love Factory in Manchester. Go check that out. It's on the Saturday, the 12th of August, and Sunday, the 13th. Then Birmingham, amazing place. Changed venues this year. I've seen it. Looks unbelievable. It's called The Bond in Digbeth. That's on the bank holiday weekend in August. Yeah. And then the last one, my favourite.
Is it?
Have you been to Bristol?
No.
Have you been to Bristol, Ethan?
No, but I would love to.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And if you can come to any, I know Manchester's on the list for all of us, but it's on Friday the 8th of September, moving on to the Saturday and the Sunday. Tickets are at wingfest.co.uk/tickets. I'll be there to every single one of them.
What happens at Wingfest?
You've got about 20 traders all selling the best wings they can. You go up, you get some from there, some from here, some from here. Loads of tables in the middle, beer, live music, cooking demonstrations, big barbecue events, prizes to be won.
Oh, yes.
Did I mention beer?
Beer.
Tunes. I'll play Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Oh, yes.
Twice in the day. Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? So wingfest.co.uk/tickets. We'll see you there.
Yes. I can't wait for that. Genuinely can't wait for that. I want to see you eat a wing that is still attached to a living bird.
There is a hot wing competition.
What? I want them to get a chicken that's still alive, and this isn't part of the advert because I don't think this is allowed. Get a chicken that's still alive, pluck one of its arms, put that in a batter, and while the bird is still alive, just dunk its one of its arms into hot, hot, hot oil. And then you eat it while the rest of the beast struggles until its eventual
death. How big is this chicken?
Oh, it's a hell of a beast. Anyway, that's not going to be on
the... What would you do the rest of it?
Kick it into a bin. Oh, shit.
This is the weirdest 2 minutes of Slavery Joe's we have ever done. We've done a year of this.
Ethan, how's your week been, big boy?
You've got two unbelievable things to talk about.
Oh, well, what was the first one, Drew?
What have you eaten today?
Oh, yes. I started my the tie-in together. So I restarted driving lessons today, though I passed 5 months ago.
Why?
Because I'm too scared to get in my car.
Not to drive it, just to get in it. The idea of a glove box spooks him.
So you call up the guy. Yeah. Is he a bit taken aback?
You've not gone back to the same bloke.
So I've gone back to the same guy.
Why?
Fucking hell.
We exposed him as a charlatan and a fraud and a potential gangster. And you've still gone back to him.
We were meant to meet at 12 today. And then he sent me a message today. And he sent me a message at half 11 saying, we're going to have to move it to 1:15. So I was like, fucking
hell. 1:15?
That's a jump, isn't it?
Way later.
I know. So,
with half an hour's notice.
So agreed.
You were probably putting your Velcro across on your shoes by that time, weren't you?
Exactly. I was getting ready, Drew. And then what happened was, I said, okay. And then we got to 12:15. We got to 12:25. We got to 1:25. We got to 2:40. And he still had Andrew. And then he did.
What's his excuse?
Oh, he just fucking just doesn't really timekeep very well. But in that time, I realised that I started getting a bit lightheaded and I hadn't properly ate properly. So I put a packet of brown rice in the microwave, and I didn't want to use any plates up because the sink was full.
Don't tell me you froobed it.
So I just put some barbecue sauce and the brown rice and just rinsed it round in the packet, and I quickly scrambled that.
Ethan, I'm not joking when you say this.
So mad.
People in prison have a better life than you.
But you have a better time diet on your hands. Like, that lesson wasn't till 1, right? What time did you get up today, if you don't mind?
Oh, I got up at 9:30 today.
Right.
So there is like 4 hours there to think about food, to think about life,
and
to
also,
enjoy yourself.
Even if you were rushing up until the original 12:30, he then said, I'm not going to be here for another 45 minutes. Easily enough time to cook almost any dish.
Why don't you?
Well, I didn't realise I'd be hungry at that point. And just before I went out, I was like, oh, I'm hungry now.
You mean, no. I didn't realise I'd be hungry. You'd been up for 6 hours. 5 hours, whatever it is.
I made myself a fruit salad made up of a kiwi, a satsuma, and a banana.
I don't know if he's all right.
So you scram this packet of... I don't know why barbecue sauce got a look in either.
Oh, it just was so dry by itself, Drew.
Yeah, I get that you need...
We know that you need some sauce. The idea of rice and sauce is not lost on this man. Fucking hell, they call him... I don't want to say what they call him, but it's certainly not very nice.
I get that.
But since when has rice and barbecue sauce been a thing?
Well, it's just what was in the cupboard. I think with ketchup, it wouldn't be so good to you.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. It was one of those two things, wasn't it?
So you reunited with your driver instructor. How's the relationship there?
Oh, yeah, well, it was nice to see him. He still can't remember my name. Every lesson he got my name wrong, still calls me Nathan.
Why are you with this man? So, this is like a bad relationship.
What do you think you're saved as in his phone?
I'm pretty sure I must be saved as Ethan, but he still calls me Nathan. I don't know why, every time.
Is he drunk?
No, he's not drunk. He's not drunk. He also told me today that he was giving lessons to Sarah Milliken.
That's just what he calls you when you're not there.
Does Sarah Milliken live round it?
Yeah. Well, he said it was not too long ago, but like, yeah, he said he did give me a time period, but he's like, yeah, I was giving some lessons to Sarah Milliken.
How is he locked down the Geordie living in Manchester Market so well?
Yeah.
And then anyway, driving was going pretty well, to be honest.
You've passed and you can drive.
Yeah, that was a big part of it. We practiced filling up petrol.
No, hold on. What does that mean?
Ethan,
filling up.
When petrol. People do like a little top up lesson after they've passed, which is sometimes people do that, don't they? If you've had a long gap,
losers.
Usually longer than 5 months, but. Sure. It's to like make sure your clutch control is right to practice reversing. On the corner.
We don't have a clutch.
Oh yeah, of course. He went fucking automatic.
You're driving a bumper car essentially,
yeah.
And you don't know how to do it.
It's not there so that you go to a garage and fill it up, which is basically a task he should be doing between lessons, but he makes you do because he's perpetually late for the next lesson.
Well, when we got there, he said to us. He said, "Is there a cash machine around here?" And I was like, "I'm sure." He's like, "Do you need to get some cash out to pay me?" And I was like, "Oh, well, so I could just pay on bank transfer." He went, "No, no, 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 cash, please." I went, "All right." I said, "How much?" And he went, "Ooh, well, it's a little bit more. How much did you pay last time?" And I went, "Ooh, I paid 37 last time." And ah, yes, it's 38 this time.
So I was like, "Fuck me." And Ethan, did you pay for the petrol?
No, he just gave me cash.
I thought that way he was going then. I thought he was going then.
So it went up last time because of the
war in Ukraine.
Why has it gone up this time?
Because I passed. Because it costs a little bit more once you pass.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
It costs £1 more if you pass. Wow. Yeah.
38 quid an hour. I pay about 32 quid an hour for my lessons.
Are you still having them?
Well, I've got my driving theory test on the 15th.
Month?
This month. I've got my theory test in 11 days.
Really?
So I'll be reporting live on that. Not live. I'm reporting on that as soon as it happens. I'm going to re-up my driving lessons after that.
Nice.
But I can't believe he's charged you more because you've passed.
That's unbelievable.
This guy is just a mess.
What do you talk about like it? Do you have conversations and that?
Oh, yeah. He's lovely. He always asks me what I do because he forgets every time. So I just tell him that again. It's like having a granddad with like dementia or whatever. You just tell him over and over again.
Why, how old is he? Is he old?
Oh no, probably just in his 50s. He just keeps forgetting. He still calls me Nathan, for example.
What else did he call
you? Have you forgotten
something
you,
else once?
Have you forgot that you've also just told us that?
No. I was just
bit of a joke.
He also called you something else before, didn't he?
He's called me many things. No, he didn't call me that. No, he didn't call me that. Just like Ewan and that, you know, like names.
Ewan?
Names around Ethan, that kind of thing.
There or thereabouts. In fact, if anything, just by the law of averages, he's obviously doing it on purpose because you think he would have called you Ethan at least once.
Yeah, you get there eventually.
The fact that he keeps calling you Ewan, Nathan, Pylon.
Pylon?
We're going to Halfords together on Saturday.
To do what? See if they still sell Nuts magazine.
Oh, he's just going to get me some like stuff for the car. And
he's going to show us a lesson on how to hang up that smelly tree at the front window mirror. I don't know how he does it.
What do you
unbelievable.
Mean?
Unbelievable. The air freshener.
What's happening?
He's just going to like tell us some bits and bobs that I should get for the car. So part of the lesson is going to Halfords.
And you're
going to
give him 38 quid at the end of that.
Yeah, but for the advanced driving, it's 50 quid, so I have to do one lesson of that.
Ethan, I promise you, and I'm not saying this for the podcast, this guy is a fucking scammer. No one gets taken to Halfords to buy a big orange sponge as part of a driving lesson. This is absurd.
I will take you for nothing, Ethan.
No, we'll do it for 30 quid.
Yeah, okay, 37.
We'll
I'll knock a pound off.
In my eyes, you've not passed yet. 37 quid.
That's a bargain.
Deal that. Yeah.
This is honestly, I promise, this is bullshit what he's doing.
Well, to give me a bit more confidence again, and I guess money can't buy confidence.
Well, it can. It's 38 quid an hour.
Said, yeah, you just literally
yeah.
said.
Yeah, well,
how
I
confident
mean,
do you have to be to walk into a fucking Halfords? I tell you what, I felt on top of the world.
It's not like a Costco. You go in. I tell you who are helpful. People with the orange tops on that say Halfords on it.
Yeah.
They're helpful.
Yeah.
You're gonna stick with it, aren't you?
Yeah, he's not, no chance. He's not. He's in a toxic relationship with this
it
man. Are we telling him leave him? Leave him.
The more we say that, the more he'll push us away.
He's doing his best.
Yeah, he's trying. He's changed.
Changed.
Right. He only charged me 38 quid for a hand job.
Joey, it's our favourite time of the show, the 9 out of 10 club. What is it, and what have we got?
Well, the 9 out of 10 club, Joe, as everyone knows at this point, but if you don't, if you're a new listener, the 9 out of 10 club is where we bring a food or drink, or you at home send us a food or drink that you believe is 9 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
which is not saying it's the best thing in the world. It's not 10 out of 10. It's not perfection, but it's about as good as things get.
Lovely.
Yeah?
You've got a glint in your eye about this one.
Now, I was thinking back through what we've done on this show, looking at the lists, reading the reviews, and I realised that one of the great foods has only had a very sort of mainstream version presented to this great trio.
Yes.
And the many million listeners.
The millions.
Have.
The millions.
And I realised that the pizza was hugely underrepresented in the 9 out of 10 club. The only one that's been in, or that's even been brought to our attention, is the Domino's meat feast.
But it did take us by surprise.
It took us by surprise, and I'll give it that.
Yeah.
But what I want to do now is bring to you what I believe is the best pizza I've had in England.
Amazing.
Certainly the best pizza in Manchester.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And that's saying a lot.
It is.
It depends on your style. If you like a Neapolitan, if you like that Rudy style, then maybe this isn't for you. But for me, my pizza to be three things. Hot. Yeah. Cheesy and tomatoey. That's
and that
one thing.
Hot's got to the top of the list.
Well, that's why we're doing it now.
Yeah.
Cheesy
yeah.
and tomatoey, which is one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the third thing, crucially, I like a crispy base.
You've got to have a crispy bottom, don't
okay.
you, Ethan?
Oh, yes.
And for that reason, I've brought to you... yeah, his is... That's psoriasis.
That's not tomato sauce.
And for that reason, I've brought you... Nell's Pizza. Nell's Pizza, which I think has got two venues now.
Three. You've got one in Chorley and two in Manchester.
One in Chorley and two in Manchester. Now, this is their... What I believe again is... I think this is the best pizza you can have, which is... jalapenos and pepperoni.
It's an unbelievable combination.
You've got the spice, you've got the tang, you've got the crunch. Now this is it, 14 inches.
Look at how many?
14 inches.
That looks like a brilliant, beautiful pizza for the audio
now,
listeners.
I've just realised it hasn't been sliced.
What do you mean? That can't be a full
That's
pizza.
That's a full pie.
What? What? They've not sliced it?
They've not sliced it. We're going to need some sort of slicing implement.
Ethan, you do that.
Ethan, well, I think there's a knife over there.
Yeah, right. So here's the thing that I love about Nell's is yeah. it is... No, look, don't...
That's
oh, we
what
could
I
just,
love about
just
it.
Beat, it could just look eat
look
it like that.
With that char, that crisp. You can't do that with a Neapolitan style
no.
pizza. But it's still moist.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And do you know what they do really good here, which cool. you don't have in front of you, but they do really good homemade dips.
Yes.
They've got a nice spicy honey. They've got a beautiful garlic... Make might as well start around here. Come on, get yourself a fucking slice, Ethan. Ethan's here, ladies and gentlemen. Ethan, pizza toppings go pepperoni and jalapenos.
Hello, everyone.
Oh,
yes.
Not
blow job. Oh, no, sorry, I was just taking the mic. I think jalapenos and pepperoni is maybe the best combination, and I always get it from Domino's on the two toppings and a medium pizza for $7.99.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ethan James. Come on, Joe, put some fucking welly into it.
Right.
Oof, good slices. Oof.
Get a little cheese on there.
I think I'll take that one because Ethan doesn't like your finger and stuff, I don't think.
Oh, it's got a little bend in the centre. There you go. There you go, Joe.
Right, which one's me?
That's yours there, right, Ethan.
Lovely.
I'll let you two go first.
Yeah.
Now, it's crispy. It's got that base. It's got the... This is a New York style pizza.
Yeah. So there's not... There is a little bit of flop, but that's just because of the time. Where if Neapolitan comes out floppy, like, you won't believe. This is beautiful. The pepperoni is gorgeous. You can also tell these days a good pepperoni, like a good, really salty, really spicy slice of the pepperoni that stands well. Here's what we need to get into, the crusts. Don't sleep on the crusts, Ethan. So we've just demolished Nell's pizza. Pepperoni and jalapeno. Crispy slice. Beautiful. Ethan started laughing. Was it happiness? Was it joy?
The reason I laughed is because every time we do 9 out of 10 club and we have a period where we eat everything, it always ends with Joe saying, "We've just demolished," and whatever said item it is. So
yeah, quite we have, that. Haven't we?
We genuinely did demolish it. What did you make of that? Because to me, lovely. That is comfortably 9 out of 10. That's as good a bite as you're getting in Manchester,
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Especially when it's fresh and it's hot and the vibe that they've got now. They've got one in Campus, which is just near the Gay Village, and it's just by the canal. If you get a big slice of pizza on a warm day, nice beer, you're laughing.
Because the other thing we haven't got here, because they don't do them delivered, that was a 14-inch. They do a 22-inch in person.
You ever seen 22 inches, Ethan?
Yes.
Your dad and his mate stood face to face?
Oh, no, no.
Sort of bridging the gap.
That would suggest that both of them have a 11-inch penis.
Oof. And the rest.
No. Right, is it 9 out of 10? So going in from you, yes.
Comfortably. That is a phenomenal piece of pie, that.
Ethan, what are you going for?
Pizza pie? What does pizza pie mean?
They just say that, don't they, on the movies, and I thought I'd say it.
And the movies.
And the movies.
And Morrison's.
Sure, I like a big pizza pie.
Ah, yes. Well, here's what I'm going to say.
Oh! That's why I went to Ethan.
I cannot believe this.
Do not hold
I cannot believe... Think what you've just tasted, man.
Do not hold back, Ethan.
Right. So, we all put in the Domino's meat feast, didn't we? We got so hyped by the idea of pizza joining the 9 out of 10 club. And do you think this Nell's pizza's better? If you were to ask me that question, I'd respond by saying, yes, I think this Nell's pizza is better than that Domino's one that we had that time.
Yeah.
But then I'd say...
Oh, fucking
hell. He's got more to say.
This is wild.
So that was 9 out of 10. Just remember, everyone at home, that was 9 out of 10, and this is better. Ethan, carry on.
And it just made me think...
Yeah.
We were too excited because we had pizza in for the first time. Should we have calmed down? Should we have assessed how many better pizzas we've had in our lifetime than just jumping on the Domino's... meat feast.
Interesting.
So, actually, what's the answer to your own question that you brought up?
This isn't a dig at the Nels. This is a dig at the retrospective
in general,
dig at the Domino's.
Which technically is just cheese on toast.
So.
Go on,
Ethan. That's a good point. So, now you don't know where I'm going to go, do you?
I don't know anything.
Oh, I love it. We love it.
You think I might say, well, you know what? I think the Domino's should get out and this should go in. Or you might be thinking...
Yeah, neither.
Is he going to say, this shouldn't be in, and maybe the Domino shouldn't have been in as well?
He's lost himself in his own thoughts. He's gone. He doesn't know where he is.
No, Ethan is hidden behind a wall of his own
maths. You're at the Sloppy Joe's podcast, Ethan.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to say.
Go on.
What I'm going to say is...
Yeah.
The Domino shouldn't have got in.
Yeah.
And this one also shouldn't have got in.
Whoa! What does... How? So, if you were to give it a number out of 10, Ethan, what would you give it?
I'd give it maybe an 8.7.
Oh, a 0.3 out of
a whisker away!
So, hang on a sec. Before you were saying the Domino's is a 9. This is what we said at the time.
Mm.
This is better than that. So, for the viewer at home, you're thinking, and well, fuck the viewer at home, I'm thinking, this is a 9.1, 9.2, 9.3, 9.5. Is that a step something? So not only is that drop so low, that it can still be better than Domino's, but Nell still isn't getting in for Ethan. So it's all down to you. And I would say to you, Ethan, how many? Are you edging towards a world where no pizzas are getting in?
Yeah.
Or do you think there are some that are substantially better than that Nell's I just gave you?
I think there's some that pip it. Not
can
substantially
I, can I ask
better.
You if Domino's pepperoni and jalapeno, is that better than one you've just tried?
I don't think it is. I think this was better. But I think...
What gets in your world?
Stop there.
Okay. Bring it in next week.
Yeah, that's next week.
Because we have a pizza party and only Ethan is invited. Joe McGrath, it's down to you to decide if Nell's pizza, for me, the best pizza in Manchester, gets into the 9 out of 10
There was
club.
Talk of a 9 out of 10 club tour where people can go and visit different spots that we've said, yes, that is 9 out of 10 club.
Yeah.
That burger place, your fat pats of the world.
Your Leventune Bakeries.
Your Leavened Bakeries.
Mm.
And I'd love
your Greggs's
to see... No, I mean the Independents. I don't want to see people walking around with a triple cheeseburger, although they are delicious.
Yeah.
Or just pints of water. I think I'd love to see a load of sloppers by Nell's in Campus eating a slice of this, having a beer, cheersing, windmilling.
Obviously not a Guinness though, but a beer.
Yeah, or anything from a tap room. I got so much shit for that.
Yeah, because you're a charlatan. Is it in?
It is in the 9 out of 10.
Of course it is.
It is.
It's 9.1. It's so beautiful.
Such a good pie.
It a pie. Beautiful
it's
pie.
Not a pie.
Beautiful pie.
It's a pizza.
Yeah.
It's a pizza.
Right, that's going to be all from us today. Thank you so much for joining us on this here Sloppy Joe's podcast. Again, if you aren't a patron, there has been loads come out in
what
the last month.
What are you doing?
You're talking live show. You're talking come dine with me.
He's lost now. He doesn't know anything else.
Sloppy Joe's pod.
Early access.
You shit yourself once before.
I've got the loads of shit yourself stories.
There's loads of stuff on there. Make sure you check it out. Oh, through the roof patrons at the minute. You don't want to miss out at home. Yeah. So head over to Sloppy Joe's podcast on Patreon. The link to that is in the description. Sign up and help us and help yourselves. Yes. Thank you for joining us. Yes. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ethan. You absolute fraud. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. 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 See you.